News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Meg and Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And with me this morning is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
This is a hard Monday, I have to say, because it's really, mentally, I'm still on vacation. Can you tell? I've already made bunches of mistakes on the board. I'm already, like, mumbling and grumbling and all that good stuff.
I was far too polite to mention it, but since you do, yes.
I know. It's like, oh my goodness. So I apologize in advance, but I'm so relaxed. I'm too relaxed. I had such a lovely week off.
You know, it is odd that between Christmas and New Year is always sort of a, not dead space. What's the right? It's sort of a...
It's weird.
You're like in the twilight zone.
It's very weird because a lot of people aren't back at work. Mm. So then if you do come back to work, you're like ready to go. You're trying to get things wrapped up for the year. You make a phone call. Oh, they're on vacation. They're not coming back till January 6th. And you're like, oh, okay.
But it's a good time to relax.
True.
Good time to for thinking about the new year, what you're going to do.
Did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, I did. Very, very quiet.
So in England, they say Happy Christmas instead of Merry Christmas, right? Is that true?
Yeah, more Happy Christmas.
More Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Not so much, but both, I guess, but more Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
Just a cultural thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was telling you, I saw the movie Love Actually this weekend, which was so cute, set in England. It's very old with the British accents.
Yeah,
very cute movie. But they were Hugh Grant, they were saying Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson's great cast. Liam Neeson, Hugh Grant, it was really good. But anyway, I'm so happy to see you. We're back. It's the eve of Christmas, New Year's Eve now.
Yes, Happy New Year.
I know. I cannot believe it's going to be 2025.
2025.
That just sounds, that's even beyond any songs they used to have. Remember that in the year 2025?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever. That's, now we're getting way out there.
Yeah, I can't get 2024 over with fast enough, frankly.
Really?
Yeah. But it was a strange year.
Yeah. 2024 is, I don't know. I went through a lot of changes, put it that way. I personally had a lot of changes this year. So I had changed jobs, changed homes, moved, all kinds of stuff. And so now I'm in a new world of radio. So that's kind of fun, which I'm enjoying, which is fun because I get to see people like you.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, I get to see people like you. But yeah, it was an election year. So that was fraught with all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Fraught. Isn't that a good word?
That is a very good word. Yes, that's an English word, I think.
Fraught. It was fraught with a lot of things.
Yeah, it was. I think a lot of things came to the fore that we probably all knew was there, but didn't want to know that it was there. The deep divisions politically. I regret that very much.
Me too. I'm not happy about that. I think Americans are good people. I mean, I really do.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm...
The kindest people in the world.
Seriously. We have such good hearts and we're so generous. I had a chance to see some of that generosity over the holidays, doing a lot of things with the radio station, communities caring at Christmas, and Manna food pantries, and just all the different ways that people in this community give back. But not just during the holidays. I mean, people do it year round here, and I'm so proud of that. Yes. And I wish we could do more of that. Coming together.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've often discussed social media, I think, has been a conduit for the division.
I thought it was so much fun when it first came around. Now I'm not so, I'm not such a fan.
I have a Facebook page, which I look at about every 3 months. I just think it can be so divisive. We've talked before that, the proposed law about banning social media of kids under 15, I think is a wonderful thing. I just wish we could do it tomorrow.
Could we do it for under 60? Just kidding. Yeah.
Maybe you should have to get a license to
something.
At least have a basic test.
Exactly. Exactly.
The original idea of social media, of course, was wonderful. But we've deviated so much from that. I really do regret it. I think I think we've missed an opportunity to use social media for a positive force, and I think it's becoming a negative force, very much a negative force.
I wish we could get it back to being something for the good.
I think that bus has already left the station, as they say.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to change the subject because we're going downhill rapidly. Downhill rapidly. Yes. Tell me about you. How's Ballinger Publishing? What's going on with you in a new world?
Well, we're busy, busy getting the new downtown crowd to the printers.
When is that one coming out?
It'll be January 2nd. It'll be here January 1st, but it'll be...
So that's this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And Pensacola Magazine has gone to the printer. Should be back very soon.
Good.
And then we start all over again for 2025 with looking forward to the wedding edition in April.
Very nice.
By the way, if you are getting married or have just recently got married in Pensacola or general area, Northwest Florida, please send in your cover photo.
Oh, nice.
Because you too can be on the cover of Pensacola Magazine. Even if you don't win, your picture is featured inside the magazine.
Wonderful. So, that's so great.
Yeah.
So where do they send that?
They send it to weddings@ballingerpublishing.com or info@ballingerpublishing.com.
And I have to say, that's always a great issue. I love that issue.
Yes. I always remind people, bear in mind when you select the photo or take the photo, and often they're taken professionally, although amateur ones have won too, make sure that you understand the ratio, that it's a magazine 8.5 by 11, so it should fit, what's the right word, should fit into there. There's a better word for it, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes, that makes perfect sense. So weddings, was it the address again?
weddings@ballingerpublishing.com. Or the easier one is info, INFO at Ballinger Publishing. Or you can send them to me, malcolm@ballingerpublishing. I don't look at them.
Don't send them to Malcolm then.
Well, I pass them along to the editorial,
okay.
Because when the time comes to judge, I don't want to influence the decision.
Gotcha.
Because some of the brides and grooms, many of them, I know of or know personally.
Right.
So I don't want to. I don't want that to creep in. I want the editorial staff. In fact, always, they select three. And they, call me and say, which one do you think? And I say, number two. But they make the decision. Usually I pick the wrong one.
Oh, okay.
They make the decision.
Okay.
And we've had some great covers. You do something, it can be original, not too original. I remember.
Fun. Do something fun.
Yeah, there was a time when there was the dunk the dress craze. Remember that?
No.
People were jumping in the pool in their wedding dress or in the ocean.
No. Something. That's not a good idea.
I thought not at the time.
That's not a good idea at all. If you just joined us, I'm talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing.
I would think it's ruined forever, but...
Yes, this is News Radio 92.3.
I was married to my wife... let me see now. 50...
Glennis,
yeah. 54 years ago.
Were you really?
And the wedding dress is still hanging up in the closet.
Wow.
For her, it was her wedding dress. I mean,
yes.
You hang on to it forever.
You don't want to jump into a pool with your wedding dress on.
Yeah, really.
No. All right, if you have an opinion about this or you want to ask Malcolm a question about his upcoming issue at Ballinger.
You can text in and tell us we're fuddy-duddies and old-fashioned. That's okay.
Yeah, 850-437-1620.
We are, actually.
Well, you can label yourself that way. I try to stay current, although I have discovered over the holidays spending time with some of my younger nieces and nephews that I am not very current, apparently. It's very disconcerting because I'm in major denial about my age. Malcolm.
I was watching on on TV, they were announcing all the stars for the New Year's Eve.
Oh,
and
I know.
And I'm ashamed to say, I vaguely knew a couple of them.
That was upsetting. I saw the same, I know exactly which advertisement you're talking about. Yes. And I saw and I went, and I'm in radio, like I used to be in pop radio, right? So I would know all the artists and all the latest. And I thought, oh my gosh.
Maybe our listeners can tell us, are we out of touch or is everybody out of touch?
Well, they say it's hard to keep up. I mean, I did go to an interesting seminar last year with the Florida Association of Chamber Professionals, and there was a fellow talking about how difficult it is for us to keep up with technology and the latest things, because back in the day, when there were three major networks, and that was it, that was your source of news, either ABC, CBS, or NBC, mm-hmm. there was no internet, there were no cell phones, or any social media. So he said that in the time frame of history, that the amount of change for human race from the time, like just post prehistoric times to say mid-1900s, 1950, the amount of change was very gradual. But from 2000 to 2024, there was more change in the last 20 years than there had been in the entire history of mankind.
Yes.
So he said, he had asked everybody in the audience, raise your hand if you feel like you're having trouble keeping up. And there were probably 600 people there, all leaders and people in interesting positions, and all of them raised their hands. And it was all ages. He said, it doesn't matter if you're young or old. You just accept the fact you're not going to be able to keep up because everything's changing so quickly. That made me feel better, actually.
When I'm with my granddaughters, they always say, oh, Pop, don't you know this? Don't you keep up?
Mm-hmm.
And, I try to.
Right.
You know, I'm in the publishing business.
Right.
But you're exactly right. It changes so quickly. Stars seem to come and go.
Yeah, and TV shows and movies and things. And somebody says, aren't you watching this? I'm like, no, what channel is on? Oh, it's on such and such plus or something, something. And I'm thinking, there's 23 prescriptions out there now that you have to, if you're not subscribed to Hulu or, you know, Prime or whatever, you're going to miss out on the latest hot show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm running as fast as I can. Talking as fast as I can.
Yeah. But on the other hand, it's a wonderful thing. It makes life exciting.
So. That's true. It's ever changing.
Yeah.
You do have to make the effort to keep up. But you can keep up. Here you go. You're going to like this. With Pensacola Magazine. And Downtown Crowd.
And Downtown Crowd.
Because you have the happenings.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I must have referred to it at least 50 times over the holidays, because that holiday issue was the best.
Mm. Actually, talking about the future, Saturday night is kickoff of Mardi Gras.
Already?
Already.
This Saturday?
Yeah, I believe it is this Saturday.
Yes, that's right. I think I saw it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So early this year.
I shall be there.
What's happening?
It's the floats. They assemble them downtown.
Right.
I think they still bless the floats, don't they? I'm not sure if they still do that. I know they used to.
Probably.
It's a good idea.
Right.
And it's just good night, I guess.
Do you get all dressed up and everything, and you got your beads and all that good stuff?
No,
you don't do all that?
I never dress up.
Shocker.
I'm a staid old Englishman.
I
don't dress up.
You and Sting. I'm an Englishman in New York. Remember that song?
I've lived here now for, I came in 77. So what is that?
Wow.
47 years? Is that 47
Something
years? 40. Yeah, 47 years.
Wow.
And I'm an American in most respects, but there's still that little core of British heritage that, you know, your upbringing still remains.
Name something that is really like that you just won't give up. First of all, you have the accent still.
The one thing that I cannot bring myself to do.
Okay, this should be interesting.
I cannot bring myself to do is to eat with a fork only.
Oh, okay.
See, when I was a child, we had to sit at the table. The fork was on the left, the knife was on the right, the spoon was at the front. And you could never put your knife down. You had to cut the meat, and then you ate with the fork in your left hand.
You don't switch.
You don't switch.
Oh.
If I put down my knife and used The fork is like a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
In my right hand, my dad, or particularly my granddad, would just flip out.
Interesting.
It was so ingrained. And when you finish a meal, you always put the knife and the fork together, like at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means...
Vertically or horizontally?
Vertically.
Interesting.
12 o'clock, facing away from you. Which meant I've eaten, I'm full, I'm happy, it was a great meal.
Hmm.
If you leave the knife and fork askew,
mm-hmm.
it's a way of telling the host the food was not so good.
Really?
So, to this day, I still eat with knife and fork. And I'll bet if there are any Brits out there listening, and I'm sure there are, they'll know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, 850-437-1620, text in. Now, see, I was raised, I'm very American, so it's the, let me think about this for a second.
Yeah,
knife on the left. Wait, no, knife on the right, fork on the left.
Fork on the left, and they never leave your hand.
Right, now, but you eat with the fork, and you just put the knife down if you want to.
No.
And then at the end... Now, I was taught for good manners that at the end you would put your knife and fork at the top of the plate, but horizontally together to say, I'm done.
Oh, well, that's a little different custom. But
close.
Yes. Hmm.
Close.
So that I don't think until my dying day.
Now, does it bother you when you go out with people and they eat the American way? Does that kind of
irk you a little? No, not at all. I think I've told a story. I always meant there's a spy movie. Just after World War II, they made the movie, and they trained an American to drop into Germany and live as a German.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke perfect German, everything.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
But they're in a cafe, and there's German soldiers in there, and he's eating his dinner. And he puts the knife down and puts the fork into his right hand.
Oh.
And immediately one of the German soldiers jumps up and knew that he was not really German.
Wow. Okay.
Now, things have changed in Europe, obviously, since I left 47 years ago. But that was, at the time, it was one of the worst crimes you could commit.
Well, I have to say, on that note, that one of the things that distresses me now is the lack of manners. Because I really was raised, maybe it's a Southern, my parents were really from New York. They were not necessarily Southern, but I was raised in the South, so I did all of the Southern things, like debutantes and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But manners, just being polite, there's a certain civility or decorum that has kind of dwindled away. And I hate to see that. Maybe it's, I will just say, this isn't very feminist, although I have had my moments of that. However, I still appreciate it when someone holds the door for me.
Hmm.
I just think that it's like polite, not a man, woman. I mean, I just think it's nice.
Hmm.
Or when someone is, how are you today? Or just people that are pleasant. And we seem to be losing that a little bit with the people that have their heads in the phones and they walk right past you and bump into you.
Yeah. I've noticed at stores, people seem to treat cashiers and store staff in a very offhand manner.
I don't like that. I always say hi. How you doing? How's your day going?
And sometimes if they ask you for ID, people get upset and things like that. I mean, they're only doing their job.
Right.
I think we're just less tolerant. Along with this huge advance in communications and technology and how quickly things move,
mm-hmm.
I think one of the downsides is that we move so quickly that we're not aware of those around us.
Isn't it ironic? We have all this technology that should be, in theory, bringing us together, right? That we should be connecting more, but in a strange way, it's driving us apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Boy, we've been very philosophical today, aren't we?
Oh, my goodness. But it's so true. It's so true.
We're going to have to get onto something more upbeat.
What about
some ice hockey tickets?
Hey, we've got ice hockey tickets?
For January the 3rd, which is Friday night.
Okay.
I did not look which team they are playing.
All right. Well, I can look that up while we're talking here.
some nasty team that we hate and want to beat.
Absolutely. So what do we need to do to win ice hockey tickets?
What you have to do is be the first person to text in your name and email address.
Okay.
And the answer to this question.
And what is the question, sir? Sirrah.
We've talked about British culture and heritage.
Okay.
Here's a little bit of a history question. Do they have a July 4th in the UK?
Okay. All right, good question.
You have to say yes or no.
Okay. Oh, my
goodness.
I'm
sorry.
No, you're so bad. That's such a British thing to do, but we're going to do it. Is there a 4th of July in England? All you have to do is text us in at 850-437-1620, and it's yes or no. Yes, there is a 4th of July in England. No, there is no 4th of July in England.
If you want to give an explanation for your answer, you're perfectly free to do that, and we will acknowledge it.
And we have two or four ice
cream. Oh, we have four.
Four. Okay.
My seats. Anybody who has used my seats knows they are incredibly good seats.
All right. 850-437-1620.
You're not up there in the roof somewhere.
Right.
You're right there where the action is, near the center ice.
All right. So text in, is there or is there not a 4th of July in England?
And you have to include your name and email address, of course.
Okay.
And I'll email the tickets to you.
All right. All right, well, we'll keep on watching the texts as they come rolling in.
People are scratching their heads on this one.
It's a trick question, actually, sort
of. Oh, you shouldn't tell them. Oh, don't give it away.
I didn't.
You said it's a trick question.
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not. I've worked very hard on my English accent. Many years of voice coaching and dictation. All right. We will come back after the break with the winner. We've got about a minute left here, Malcolm. Thoughts? Malcolm is going to stick around with us this morning, so that's the good news. He is going to play with us until for the next half hour or so.
Yeah.
So we'll come back
and talk about a few more things. We should probably talk about something positive, all the good things that are happening.
Absolutely.
And maybe some of the things that have happened in the last week or so we can get to.
All right. I think that sounds like a plan to me. So
yeah.
We will be back here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, text in at 850-437-1620. If you have an answer for the question, does England celebrate the 4th of July?
No. That's not the question.
Oh, what is it?
The question is there a 4th of July in England?
Ah, okay. Is there a 4th of July in England?
You've got to phrase it correctly.
Is there a 4th of July
in England? And that should be
England.
A clue.
That was a huge clue.
That is a huge clue.
A huge, huge clue. All right, sir. Well, we will be back shortly on News Radio 92.3. Again, 850-437-1620. And if you're listening, you have a chance to win four tickets to the Ice Flyers this Friday night. So it should be a wonderful, wonderful evening to go out and play in the new year.